Welcome to the John Stephen at Large in 10 show. Ladies and gentlemen, John Stephen. Wow, what an amazing introduction and a great vamp from the band. And thank you, studio audience, for reserving your applause until after the recording has stopped. I hope you're all spaced out accordingly. Yeah, it looks like you are. 6 feet apart. Very nice, very nice. And thank you for wearing your masks. Well, today's show is about a philosophy. It's about the philosophy that I have seen most in Zen Buddhism. I have seen it in the philosophy of Eckhart Tolle. I have seen it in other famous authors such as M. Scott Peck and many, many others. I have a whole library of books dedicated to the philosophy of staying in the moment and not dwelling on the past, not thinking into the future, thus creating guilt from the past or anxiety for the future. And of course, these philosophies bridge and overlap into many other philosophies, such as religious, Christianity, not worrying about the past and the future, and belief and faith. But I'm not going to be able to cover all of those similarities in 10 minutes. So today, I am just going to pick a book at random. And to the audience, you see that I have not pre-planned this at all. And the first book I have picked up is called The Other Shore by Thich Nhat Hanh, who is a Vietnamese Buddhist monk. And let's see, on page 109, he says, he's talking about being present and not overthinking. And let's see, he's using an analogy of a wave. He says, imagine the wave rising on the surface of the ocean. Can we all picture that? That's me talking now. Imagine a wave rising on the surface of the ocean. The wave is made of water, but sometimes it forgets. A wave has a beginning and an end. It goes up and it goes down. It can be higher or lower than other waves, and more or less beautiful than other waves. If the wave is caught by these notions, beginning, ending, coming up, going down, more or less beautiful, it will suffer. Isn't that something? That's me talking now. Very straightforward to the point. If you think about yourself and how, if we overthink, am I attractive? Am I doing the right thing? Am I this? Am I that? We end up suffering because we end up getting into a vicious cycle, a loop of thoughts that never resolve. Let me read on. But if the wave realizes it is water, it enjoys going up and going down. It enjoys being this wave, and it sees that at the same time, it is all the other waves. There's no discrimination, no fear at all. The wave doesn't have to go anywhere to look for water in the present moment. The wave is already water. Another incredible point. What a great example Thich Nhat Hanh is giving us on page 109 of The Other Shore. I want to make sure I give credit here. So, no discrimination, no fear, because the wave realizes it is all the other waves, all the same. No thought to look at that wave over there. It is higher. It is breaking in a different direction. It is bigger than I am. It's just we are all one and we're staying present. And when we do that, we don't overthink and get ourselves into trouble. So that's the point of this podcast, is staying in the now, staying in the moment. One of my pet peeves, and I've had a few podcasts on this, is the are those that continue to beat and beat and beat on other people, judging them. And I am judging them for doing that. I'm saying I don't think that's a good idea to do that. I think that much of the angst that we have is due to that pattern pounding away of each other, of looking and pointing fingers at the other side and saying, look at what they're doing. And them saying, well, didn't you do that? And the other side, one side going, well, you did this 3 times. And the other side going, you did it 4 times. And it goes back and forth. I mean, this is seen in common everyday relationships. It could be in a marriage, boyfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend, girlfriend, whatever. Two friends, two cousins, two brothers, two brother, sister. You name the combinations. Parents, blah, blah. It goes on and on. This continuous criticism and judging of each other just has to go. It has to go. And I hope that we can adopt that type of philosophy over time. Is it possible? I don't know. And I'm not going to worry about it. That's for sure. Because if I did, I'd be doing the opposite of what I'm saying we should do. Anyway, I have another book called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Eckhart can be accessed, his videos can be accessed on YouTube. There's tons of them, as there are for Thich Nhat Hanh too. And boy, did I work on that name. Okay, this book, The Power of Now, very powerful book. And I'm going to open it up to, and as the audience saw, I'm just sticking my finger, and I do this often with my books, with my personal collection of my philosophy books and my spiritual books. I just take a book off the shelf and stick my finger in and then read. This one says, emotion, the body's reaction to your mind. There's a question. What about emotions? I get caught up in my emotions more than I do in my mind. Mind, and the answer by Eckhart is mind, in the way I use the word, is not just thought. It includes your emotions as well as all subconscious, mental, emotional, reactive patterns. Boy, that's heavy. Emotion arises at the place where mind and body meet. It is the body's reaction to your mind, or you might say a reflection of your mind in the body. For example, an attack thought or a hostile thought will create a buildup of energy in the body that we call anger. The body is getting ready to fight. The thought that you are being threatened physically or psychologically causes the body to contract, and this is the physical side of what we call fear. Now, I'm going to stop there. Again, thank you to Eckhart Tolle in The Power of Now, page 25, giving credit there. Wow, that is so powerful, because we're talking now about what has been going on. More so today, over the past few years, than I have seen in a really long time. So much anger, so much emotion, so much fear, because we're overthinking, we're overreacting, we're judging. And so this tone that has been set, wow, we need to work on this. We need to reverse this. But no, there you go. That's you being afraid. They're going to take over the world. Who's taking over the world? Where are you getting this from? These are your thoughts. You're churning these thoughts. And if you can just stop and hum. Hey, let's try this for 10 seconds. A little less than 10. While I was doing that, I didn't have any thoughts. I was just humming, generating a sound. Try that. Try doing that for a minute a day or 2 minutes a day. Make the mind stop the thoughts, the fear thoughts. These fear thoughts are causing havoc in our lives. They truly, truly are. I have seen so much carnage, and it's really heartbreaking. I myself am looking to escape from it by playing a musical instrument, by reading, by doing whatever I can to transcend it. But I want to help. I don't want to just stick my head in the sand and pretend it's not happening. So that was the purpose of this podcast, to talk a little about the present moment, the power of now, as philosophized by Eckhart Tolle and Thich Nhat Hanh. And I'm going to wrap it up now. This is John Stephen at Large in 10. This was episode 8. And please tell your friends and family about this. Spread the word. Thanks.